You are to knock. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking until you get it. Find it. The woman with the 10 pieces of coin, the example, she lose one. But she didn't sit there and do nothing. The Bible says she light a candle. She light so she could see. And now she knows the direction to that light. And so she saw the search everywhere within the boundary of where she knows she lost it. And she continued until she find it. So her purpose was, number one, I need to find the end goal. My one coin that is precious to me. I must what? Find it. I must what? Find it. The only way I'm going to find it, I need wisdom. I need light. So she find the light, and now the light will bring her to it. Uh-huh. Somebody got that? So we come here every morning to help you to find the light for your life.
There's light in his light.
Christ, yeah. Find the light for your life. He that walk in darkness stumble. He that walk in the light can't stumble. The light is the word of God. Let your life be guided by the word. That's why we emphasize. You find a Bible teaching church that teach the word of God. They give you the plain, sound truth of God's word. And follow that. So you don't follow doctrine. You just follow the word of God. I dedicate my life to the word of God. What? Only. The word of God. Because, you know, you remember Elijah
mm-hmm.
up on Mount Carmel
mm-hmm.
and the prophet of Baal. Mm-hmm. All those so-called prophets. Elijah was sick of them with their own opinion. And Elijah said, how long are you going to be between two opinions? He was sick of it. He says, if God be God, then you should serve him. If Baal is God, then serve him. So let's prove who is God. let's prove it. He was just sick of all these opinions. So he says, now let's settle this once and for all. And this is all we're going to say. You can't cheat. We want your God to answer by fire. So this, he said, I love that story. Mm-hmm. That's what changes my own mind, my whole life. It's not hocus pocus following God. I know he is.
It's in 1 Kings chapter 18.
Yeah.
So 1 Kings chapter 18, starting at verse 21, and Elijah came to all the people
yeah.
and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him.
Mm.
But if Baal, follow him.
Yeah.
But the people answered him, not a word. Then Elijah said to the people,
yeah.
I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men.
Yeah.
Therefore, let them give us two bulls
yeah.
and let them choose one bull for themselves,
yeah.
cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood and put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods.
Mm.
And I will call on the name of the Lord,
yeah.
and the God who answers by fire, he
yeah.
is God.
Yeah.
So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken.
Yeah.
So they go forth and they do what they said they were going to do. So Elijah allows the prophets of Baal to go first.
Yeah.
So there's hundreds of people up there at the altar. They have their bull on the altar. They're up there shouting. They're up there jumping.
Yeah.
They're up there dancing. They're up there cutting themselves,
Rob,
trying to get a reaction
it's all
from
religion.
Their gods.
It's all religion.
So then Elijah, he's sitting back and he's watching. And then he says to them in verse 27, and so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them.
Yeah. that.
And said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey. Or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened. So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. No one answered.
Yes.
No one paid attention. All day, they're working to get a reaction from their gods.
But there was no voice. You remember, we teach at celebration, you must hear the what? The voice of God. And the voice of God is behind his word. Hallelujah. Don't let me scream in this radio. We know the voice of God. The voice of God is behind his word.
So they're going through all this to get a reaction. They're cutting themselves. They're trying to get a reaction from their God, and they can't. So Elijah says in verse 30, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones
Okay. Let's not miss this now. Mm-hmm. Elijah was not doing one thing outside of the word of God. Not one thing. Not one thing. That's why he was so certain. Oh, we are certain about the word of God. You must do the word. Because the word is God. 12 stone, according to what? The tribe of Judah.
So there was a repair.
Yes.
There was order. And there was honor.
Yeah.
He repaired what was broken. He repaired the altar. He brought forth order, the 12 stones.
Yeah.
And he honored God.
Come on.
Then with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 seas of seeds. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, fill 4 water pots. So now they begin to go get all this water to immerse the sacrifice. They build a trench around it. They fill it with water. Well, we know water put out fire.
Yeah.
And what were they calling for? Fire. He whose God answers by fire, he is the Lord. So they went and they saturated the altar. They saturated the sacrifice. The trenches were filled around it. And we can't miss the point that the water was precious because it was a time of drought. So there was sacrifice on that altar, not just the sacrifice of a bull, but sacrifice from their resources, the little provision of water that was left in the land. And they got a lot of water.
Teacher.
He told them, do it again, fill 4 water pots, do it again, do it again. So the circumstances were set where it looked like it wouldn't work. They had sacrificed what was precious, what was scarce in that time, the water. But when he said a few words on the God. When he said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. This is his prayer. So this starts in verse 36.
That's the key. What did he do? Mm-hmm. How did he do it? Teacher, how did he do it? He says, let it be known that I have done these things
according to your word.
Come on, you got to get answer.
Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Now, when Elijah, this story is several chapters. When Elijah steps onto the scene, he's coming. He has to confront Ahab, who has been hunting for him, looking for him all over the place to kill him. They were so mad at him because when he's the one that at his word, he had declared the drought originally. So when God told Elijah to go back into this region to confront these people and these particular spirits, it wasn't a time when they were rolling out the red carpet and welcoming him. They didn't want nothing to do with him, but he said, you got to go back to that place. You got to go back to the place of opposition. You have to go back, and I will give you victory in that very place. Go back to the place of loss. Go back to the place of opposition. I will give you victory. So he went according to the word. It was a sacrifice for him to go. Because you'll see if you go through the chapters, when Obadiah first caught up with him, was the first one that saw him, he said, my master has looked everywhere tirelessly for you. He has hunted for you. And you think I'm going to go tell him now that you're here, and then the Spirit of God's going to take you somewhere and I'm going to look like a liar?
Yeah.
So this was a big thing, him coming back and confronting this. But he did it, what? According to the words. So verse 37, he says, hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
Yes, the Lord is who? Is God. The Lord is God. He is God all by himself. He doesn't need no help. When we do the will of God, we will get the result. We don't have to jump, shout, scream, cut ourselves. Just do what the word says. That's why I told you that. That's what revolutionized my life. Because, you know what Sam says, you're looking for love
in all the wrong places.
I was looking for God in all the wrong places until I come to understand, wait a minute here. God is right here in his word. And every time I see result, someone follow it.
It's in the following of the word. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
All right, welcome everybody to this episode of Morning Breath. We're going to be jumping into Mark 8 today. I'm super excited. I'm Pastor David Gammon. Super excited to be here. I'm just pumped. I'm pumped today because we got Mark 8, and it is an amazing chapter. And if you're new to the program, what we do is we come into the studio. The night before we read the chapters. We all read this chapter, and then the next morning we come into the studio, we read the chapter again, and we read it on the air, and then we talk about what God breathed to us in these moments, and we just talk about and we kick it around what God's doing in our hearts. And I am super excited. I have one of my favorite people here with me. She is incredible. Aww. She is so full of life, so full of energy, so passionate. She serves at our VR location. She is in the apprenticeship program. She is, man, such a important aspect of the mezzanine young adult program. And it's, like I said, she's one of our apprentices, so she is like passionately seeking God. She's in our year-long program where she's getting trained up as a ministry leader. And Emily Fries, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. Thank you so much, Pastor David. This is such an honor to be on here and to be speaking and to just dive into the word, and I'm just so great to be here.
And you know what, too? You bring like such a value to the table that a lot of people don't recognize, and that, you know, when we go through our scriptures, we hear from the Holy Spirit, but innately, too, we also hear it from our perspective. So for me, it's a 41-year-old dad. For you, it's, you know, a college-aged young lady that looks and has a perspective, but the same Holy Spirit can breathe through both of us. And
amen.
And I'm excited about that. So I'll tell you what, let people know, tell them how to get plugged in and follow along.
All right, so we have several different options to get connected. We have our East Coast app, which would probably be the best option for people, because I know that people are on their phones a lot. You have a lot of apps. This is a great one to get connected. Or If you don't have that, you can go to eccc.us for more info for all of our events,